This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO. The Party Line
Crew. This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Running with the night, Lionel Richie. It is Party Line Tuesday morning. Good to be with you. Shan Sheridan on Tuesday and Thursdays. And going to have some fun today. We got a lot going on. We're rushing around here. We got all kinds of things happening in the weather. By the way, as Lionel is running with the night, we are going to be shoveling snow. I got some snow shoveled earlier this morning. Thank God for my grandson and son-in-law who saw a helpless old man trying to shovel and stop by and help me at the office this morning. So thank you there, Bobby and Cohen. We've got a big show today. We've got all kinds of things. We're going to be talking to Wesley Manor. We're going to be talking to Burlington. The folks over in Burlington, they're doing a big Christmas festival going on. And then we've got the library. We're going to be talking to Morgan Maldonado in just a moment from the Frankfort Library. And we're going to catch up with the Strays, the 12 Strays of Christmas with Pam Butts. All of that crammed in about 57 minutes. So how will we do that? Just stand by. We do want to share with you that there are some closings and cancellations. Carroll schools have now closed. They were delayed, but they are now closed. As of 8 this morning, they are closed. Closings and cancellations and delays are brought to you by Jerry's Body Shop. Making your fender bender just a memory, call Jerry's at 659-3319 for your towing and body repair needs. And Holden Pharmacy, your community, they're my pharmacy. They're not only the community's pharmacy, but they're my pharmacy. Located at 359 West Walnut Street. They do such a great job. Great job. Allison, the Holden family, they're great folks. Okay. The following is closed. Carroll is closed, as I mentioned, and the following schools are on a two-hour delay. Clinton Central, Clinton Prairie, Community Schools of Frankfort, Delphi, Eastern, Lebanon, Northwestern, Rossville Schools, Sheridan, Taylor, Tipton, Tri-Central, Western Boone, Western Zionsville, all are on a two-hour delay, thus allowing my grandson to shovel snow this morning, which was very much of a blessing. Thank you for the two-hour delay, schools. St. Matthew Preschool, West Campus will be open. Main Campus Infant Room will be open. The Main Campus Preschool morning classes are closed at St. Matthew's. And the Main Campus Preschool afternoon classes will be open. Greentown Public Library opening 2 hours later today. So there you have it. And then we also want to thank, well, let me give you an update on the weather. The travel advisory has been lifted. So that was lifted about 30 minutes ago. So that is so you can travel freely. You could still travel freely with the advisory that we had, but it's with caution. Still use caution, always. Okay? Today, cloudy with a high near 24. Tonight, areas of fog, otherwise mostly cloudy with a low of 15. And then tomorrow, patchy fog before 10 a.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 30. We're going to get a little warmer tomorrow. So going to be 8 degrees warmer, so enjoy that heat wave. Tomorrow night, it's going to get down to, let's see, what are they saying? About 17, is that what it is? It's going to be about 8 tomorrow night. We're going to get into single digits tomorrow night. And then Thursday, listen to this, high of 17. But Friday, we bounce back into the 20s, and for the big Christmas day in Frankfort, Saturday, that is the Christmas parade, and Santa's coming to town, high of 28, just what we would expect for a Christmas day parade, or Christmas parade in Frankfort, downtown Frankfort. I want to thank all of our sponsors, TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC Trailer, you're not pulling your weight. And Compass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Marshan's Window Tinting in Antioch, we stick it where the sun shines. Ivy Tech Community College. Changing lives, Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big deals, save money now, 24/7, welovebigdeals.com. And they've got some great deals for Christmas. Check them out, welovebigdeals.com. BoonCountyDailyNews.com, CarrollCountyDailyNews.com, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. All free online newspapers bringing you the latest in your area. The WILO Partyline online telecast at HoosierlandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Cheap's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoops, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Community Foundation, serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard Counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Witham Health Services, and Town and Country Glass, all helping us with Party Line here on WILO. Thank you very much for all those folks that, help us each and every day. Okay, so we got a lot going on. We're going to talk right now, though, to Morgan at the Frankfort Public Library. Good morning, Morgan.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Doing well. You staying dry, staying warm, staying inside?
Oh, man. Trying to. It wasn't too bad getting here this morning. We've got the little, we've got our library snow plow going. I'm watching it right now. So, yeah, we're getting the last of these sidewalks cleared off and getting ready to open here at 9 o'clock. But, yeah, it's pretty cold, but, you know, could be worse, I guess, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm not going to complain. We had such a great fall. It was just amazing harvest season and the fall. The weather was incredible. And our winters have been pretty mild in the last few years. So, really, not too much to complain about, but you know, as human beings, we have a tendency to find things to complain about. So,
I love it. I actually love the snow, and I thought it was great that it came. We got through Thanksgiving before we got hit with it, so everybody could hopefully enjoy their Thanksgivings. But I'm all for it, so you won't hear complaints from me. But
so, are you from Frankfort or Clinton County, Morgan?
Well, so now I am actually originally from Thorntown.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I came back here about how long have I been here as the director? It's been about two and a half years is when I came back here. So,
well, Morgan, you're Thorntown. Did you go to Western Boone?
I sure did. Yeah.
So you're a star.
Yeah.
You were a star before you became a star here in Frankfort. So there you go.
There you go. Yeah.
So that's awesome. So what made you gravitate to this position and to Frankfort?
Oh, well, I mean, I was growing up in this area, of course, I was aware of the Frankfort Library and the wonderful things they had been doing. And, you know, of course, you know that we've got a big emphasis on arts and culture and performing arts and theater, and of course we've got the Civic Theater and the Youth Theater, and this library has won awards for
so
their involvement with the art. And so I was aware of that, and the library being pretty well known in the state for being unique in that manner, and even in the country. So when this position came open a few years ago, I was intrigued. And of course, being around this area and growing up in Boone County, I love Central Indiana. I really do. I think it's a great location. You know, it's rural and there's a lot to enjoy here. I grew up on a farm, so I love being surrounded by fields, but then also having quick access to Indianapolis and Lafayette. So I just think it's a great area, great place to raise a family.
Oh, yeah. You're within you know, a couple hours of Chicago, you're, about 4 or 5 hours from St. Louis, you're a couple, 3 hours from Louisville. I mean, in Indianapolis is right down there, you know, the largest children's museum in the world in Indianapolis.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, you've got so many different amenities within driving distance. And then, you know, you have an award-winning library right here and right there on Clinton Street, downtown Frankfort. And I've been with the Chamber for many years, and we had the opportunity to celebrate with the library when they won the presidential award. That would have been like in 2001, 2002, somewhere in that time frame, 2004 maybe. Anyway, it was always an award-winning library, but they just confirmed that with the presidential award winning the Carnegie Library Award back in the day. You know, Morgan, what you know, what makes the Frankfurt Public Library as the executive director? What makes it the an award-winning library in your mind?
I think in my mind, now I've worked at quite a few library systems around the country as well, and I'm pretty familiar with libraries in general and things that other library systems offer. But I think that the way that we're unique here in Frankfurt really is that emphasis on the arts, and you know, specifically performing arts, but then also we have several, quite a few galleries. We have our main gallery where we have exhibitions and we showcase local artists. A lot of libraries don't do that. Now, I have noticed a trend with more libraries starting to do that. So there are libraries that are putting galleries into new buildings and showcasing art. But historically, not a lot of libraries were doing that. I believe we were definitely one of the first. And then also, I mean...
So you're saying we are a trendsetter. We're trendsetters.
I definitely think we're trendsetters.
That's
for
awesome.
Sure. And I think we have, you know, we have a lot of art classes. And we have an arts and education coordinator who has a degree and a background in art. She is an artist, and she's on staff here. So we have quality art education programs that anyone can take, open art studio as well. And then, of course, our performing arts. There are very few libraries that have an actual theater in them. And I have directors contacting me from across the state. They want to come tour our theater. They think it's so neat that we have that. And I've had some libraries who were looking into renovating their own buildings who wanted to come here and see how our theater was set up, you know, to get ideas to see if that's something that they would like to put in their library.
That's fantastic. Of course, you mentioned the performing arts, Scanta Theater. What a beautiful asset that we have there to be able to have the Civic Theater, multiple concerts throughout the years. Anything that's going to be happening for Christmas at Scanta Theater coming up?
So, really, the theater, I mean, we have a movie coming up. We do have some Christmas programming. The theater, we're not doing a lot in the theater right now. We're actually getting ready for some renovations. So we have a company coming in today.
Oh, some drapes. I knew some new drapes are coming.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so we actually got a grant from the Community Foundation. We are so grateful for that, for some new rigging and curtains. It's long overdue, and they're going to be assessing that today. So we're actually going to kind of start doing some theater renovations, and we thought this is a good time because there really isn't a lot going on in the theater right now, except that we do have a movie, the free movie, on Wednesday. I believe they're showing Minecraft. Don't quote me on that. You might want to call or check online, but 5 p.m. Tomorrow, actually, we'll be showing a movie, a free family movie.
Wow. So 2025 has quickly wrapping up. It's amazing how it's unbelievable to me how quickly 2025 is just vaporized. So tell me a little bit some of the highlights of 2025.
Oh, wow. Well, so we have had more programming than ever. We're really excited about the grant that we received. That's something that we're always looking for, of course, the grants, and we were really happy to be able to start on the theater project. But I just think our programming, we had more success with summer reading program. We had more programs than ever, saw a lot of kids coming through. You know, I would say that the programming is kind of the emphasis, building more partnerships in the community, so just working with other organizations and offering programming where we can. I know they were doing a new program with the Boys and Girls Club. I believe it was a cooking class. And so there's just always something going on. We're just trying to build more partnerships, more programming, and get out where we can.
Sure. As 2026 now on the horizon, you guys got some big plans for next year. I know we're going to get some new drapes, and that'll be great.
Mm-hmm.
Just in time for, I believe, normally the Civic Theater has something going on in this early spring, late winter, February, March, April timeline.
Yeah.
And so they'll be able to pull back the curtains, and they'll be new. So that'll
be
nice.
That'll be great. We're looking forward to it. And, of course, Youth Theater, we'll have Civic Theater. They'll have the three performances. Check their website, the Civic Theater website, for more information on that and for tickets. The Youth Theater will have their first performance. I believe it's the end of January. Again, don't quote me on that one. I should know this. But they'll have their first performance. And what else do we have going on in 26? We have some things we haven't announced yet. Women's Expo. That's coming up in March.
Okay.
Yes. And we are looking for artists and then vendors, so women-owned businesses. If you're interested in being a vendor, you can contact Lori Brubaker at the library, and her email is loriB@myfcpl.org, or just call the library. But we are looking for vendors for Women's Expo.
Okay, good to know. And that's pretty a big event. That's becoming something that's more popular every year.
Yes. Yeah, it really is. I was just going to say, we're kind of, be on the lookout. We haven't really announced it yet, but we're hoping to do some special things for the 250th anniversary of our country. So, again, that's not finalized, not announced, but just kind of be on the lookout for that. I'm kind of excited about what the staff's coming up with, to celebrate our country's 250th.
It's amazing.
It'll be great, yeah.
Yeah, I'm hopeful that every community in our country will embrace that and work towards coming up with some type of local, regional, and of course state celebration of our our big birthday coming up July 4th, 2026. Hard to believe. I was back in 1976. That'd be pretty bad. 1976. I remember as a young man, I was 14 years old, and I remember them, all of these fireworks. They were in Boston Harbor, and they were just amazing fireworks shows going on all over the country for the 150th year, and it was really pretty incredible. And
wow.
Or no, the bicentennial. I'm sorry, that was the bicentennial, 1976, the bicentennial. So,
right.
And now, 250 years or 50 years later, we'll be celebrating the 250. And I would imagine there's going to be some incredible celebrations going on throughout the country, and hopefully, stir that patriot pride again. And hopefully folks will be really behind that. So you've got the library is always doing programming every day, though. I mean, you guys got programming for kids, you've got programming for teenagers, you've got genealogy programs. I mean, you guys are pretty much busy all day, every day.
Yeah, we have something, I would say, most days somewhere. So, of course, we have the four locations. Michigan Road, right. Mulberry, and Rossville, as well as Frankfort. And so, I mean, you can at least find a few programs a week, usually something going on every day. We do have several holiday programs coming up. So we've got, and of course you can see everything online or come into the library, give us a call. We've got our library lines, but we do have making needle felt ornaments and Christmas cards for adults, and then kids can make their own ornaments. We have something at each of our locations. So for more specific information on dates, you could always call in or check the website. There are so many, I probably couldn't list them all here. And then we also have the Giving Tree. So we will be accepting hats, gloves, and scarves, either handmade or store-bought. We do ask that they be new. But if anybody wants to bring those into the library and drop them off at the circulation desk, we put our Giving Tree out front so that anybody who's in need of a hat, scarf, or gloves can help themselves. We'll be putting that out soon.
That's always fun. One of the most favorite places that I love about our town, our community, our county is the statue in front of the library of the little guy with the books.
Yep.
That's to me an iconic statue here in our community. Every time I drive by it, I always just think, what a cool display, what a cool reminder of the power of knowledge and the power of reading and the power of comprehension and the power of the library.
Yeah, I love that statue too. It was one of the first things I noticed when coming back here was that statue for sure. And, of course, it looks beautiful in the snow as well. So
oh, yeah.
Come check it out again.
Oh, yeah. It is something I've taken pictures. I just, I would like to see more of that. That's one of the hopeful strategic plans over the next few years, that we can see more of that kind of art and celebration of our community with those kind of displays, because I do believe statues are pretty cool. And especially when you've got an artist that really knows what they're doing, and they really captivate the emotion and the expression of the intent, you know, of what's behind, what's the meaning behind that little boy, you know. And that little boy grew up, you know. So, as, you know, symbolically, that boy grew up, and he probably grew up much smarter and more intelligent and probably wiser because he was reading.
Exactly.
And to me, that's the message that it brings to our community, and hopefully to anybody that passes by. Well, Morgan, how do folks get a hold of you? How do folks get, what's the website? How do people get online and find out more about what's going on at the library system, the Clinton County Library System?
Yeah, so I would recommend, I would go to one of two places. So Facebook, we are always putting things on Facebook. So if you don't follow us on Facebook, please do, Frankfort Community Public Library. You can also go to our website, and that's going to be myfcpl.org. And we have a calendar of events there as well.
Okay, so myfcpl.org, myfrankfortcommunitypubliclibrary.org. And that's the website, and people can get on there. And they can also call you. How do they get? What's the phone number?
Yeah, the phone number, of course, you can give us a call, 765-654-8746. You can always call us, too, and we can give you any assistance over the phone you might need.
Well, you guys are always very helpful. We greatly appreciate it. We've used the library many, many, many times with the chamber of having meetings, and we're so appreciative of all the, you know, Mindy does a great job helping us all get those things lined out. The your audio folks, your visual folks are always very nice and polite. So it really is a great resource for our community, for sure.
Yeah, well, thank you. We appreciate you all. And I'm excited to see, when you were talking about the art, the strategic plan and all of that, I'm excited to see what all you've got in store, too. So
yes, we're going to – we got to get together. So let's plan some lunch. We'll have some lunch and talk all things art and statues.
Awesome, yes. Sounds like a good time.
All right, Morgan. Hey, well, thank you. If I don't talk to you before, you have a Merry Christmas, and we look forward to the new year of 2026.
All right. Good talking to you again.
You too. Thanks, Morgan. Have a great day. All right.
You too. Bye-bye.
Morgan from the Frankfort Public Library. She's the executive director there, and we really appreciate all of her work, all of her effort. She's a Thorntown girl, farm girl, so we appreciate her spirit and her attitude, and we're grateful today to have her with us here on Party Line. I did want to kind of change the mood a little bit. I wanted to. We've got Pam Butts coming in, calling us here in just a little bit on the 12 strays of Christmas. But I wanted to, share my condolences with Grace and her family. Brett Barton passed away this weekend, and Brett, what a great guy. Tremendous person, Brett, the community corrections director for our county. And, boy, you're not going to find any better than Brett. And I know he's rejoicing in heaven, but we're certainly mourning here on earth. And pray for Grace and their children as they battle through this tough loss. So pray for them. And I appreciate the opportunity to be able to share those condolences publicly, because Brett was such a great gift to the public, especially in the recovery community. So our condolences to Brett's family, and we won't say goodbye. We'll just say see you later, Brett. We'll be seeing you probably soon, the way this whole world's going. So, all right, we've got the 12 Strays of Christmas, Pam Butts. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. What happened to the Cubs?
Well, there's always next year.
I knew you'd say that. There's always next year. That's very true. So, Pam, what started your love for animals? I mean, you just love animals. I mean, you just have such a compassion, which is greatly appreciated.
Well, I started late in life. I got my first dog probably in my 40s, and then when she passed away, it was like, what do? So I went out to the shelter and just started volunteering. So I have my first dog, Basset Hound Wrigley, to thank for that.
Wrigley. Hey, that's awesome. That is awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we got the 12 Strays of Christmas. Tell us a little bit about the program and tell us a little bit about the who are we promoting today.
Yeah, well, it's something that you guys came up with, Wilo. And then, so today I'm going to talk about Candy, who is a beautiful black cat. She's one of the longer-term cat kittens. She was surrendered with three of her sisters. They've all found homes, so we really need to get her out of there. She turned a year old in July. She's very vocal, loving, playful, and will gladly melt her head into your hand while trying to give you kisses and nibble on your hand. She's very vocal about attention, so we've got an attention seeker here. And she was in a foster home for a while, so she is acclimated to both to indoor living. So, and her fee is sponsored. So if someone's looking for a kitten, I guess a year old is still a kitten to me, they need to come out and check out Candy. She's a beautiful black cat.
Okay, and so she is, probably a teenager, you think?
Cat years.
I don't either. But yeah. she's not necessarily a kitten, but she's not mature, not an adult.
Yeah, a year old. So
okay, so
she's a loving. That's all you really need to know. And she gets along with kids, cats, and dogs.
And her name's Candy.
Candy.
How
yeah,
do you go
Candy.
Wrong with a cat named Candy?
You can't. It's C-A-N-D-I-E is how you spell it. And like I said, her adoption fee is sponsored. So that means with an approved application, if you were going to pay $150 to adopt her, you don't have to pay that. So there's $150 that you can go out and get her a starter kit.
Wow.
You know, bed and, you know, litter and all that kind of stuff.
And they're already taken care of. They're already spayed, neutered.
Yeah, spayed, neutered, updated on all the shots that they need, you know, from birth. So, yeah, I mean, even if you had to pay the $150, it's a great deal.
Yeah.
But, you know, not, like I said, her fee is sponsored. And I mentioned yesterday to the girls there that in coordination with your guys' 12 Strays of Christmas, from December 1st through December 12th, all shelter dogs that are available for adoption, their fee is sponsored. So that's
awesome.
Any dog that's out there to adopt, and there's also probably 20 plus cats that their fee is sponsored for that same time period.
Wow.
So now would be Paul Powell did a post yesterday featuring the cats and dogs that are that fall under this special. So, you know, I know holidays are kind of busy and stuff, but if you're off from work and school, it's also a great time to you know, try it out and just see, because you're at home with them. You don't have to turn around and leave them right away. So, and, you know, I know I'm biased, but we have a lot, I mean, dogs and cats out there. They are just wonderful, just wonderful.
Well, yeah, all of our animals are from the Humane Society. We've had three dogs, Archie, Lily, and Lizzie, and they've all come from the Humane Society. So we're always grateful for that. We'd much rather rescue an animal than, you know, go buy something from a puppy mill. So
right,
you know.
And you know, I just recently lost my dog, and so I went out and you know, I knew the dogs because I, you know, walk them, you know, every week. And Ellie Mae, who'd been there a week shy of 2 years, I thought I'm taking her because I love her, you know, just from my interaction with her volunteering. And she was a long-term resident, and she has been perfect. I mean, not one mess, hasn't tried to chew on anything, and she was in the shelter for 2 years.
Wow. Wow.
So, you know, you just never know.
Yeah, and that's awesome. Pam, how do people get a hold? How do people call the Humane Society? How do they call the shelter to get
the shelter's number, okay, the shelter's number is 765-670-7924, or they can message through Facebook Messenger, or their email is cchs04@sdcglobal.net.
All right, so 765-670-7924, or you can follow them on Facebook, or cchs04@accs.net.
Yeah, sbcglobal.net.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, SBC, I'm sorry, not ACCS, it's SB. I'm trying to put a local guy in there. It's sbc.net. All right,
that's
so
okay.
Hey, 12 Strays of Christmas. Pam, thank you so much. Appreciate your love for animals. You have
thank
a great
you.
Christmas, all right?
You
we'll
too.
Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Pam
Bye.
Butts of the Paw Pal. She does, well, she does a little bit of everything. She works for the Humane Society. She's taking care of stray animals. She's helping out. And the 12 Strays of Christmas brought to you by Day and Ginda Funeral Home and TC Trailers. We appreciate them sponsoring the 12 Strays of Christmas. Call 765-670-7924 to get that candy cat. Oh, my goodness. It sounds like an adorable little kitten. Make sure you call and pick that that cat up. I know they'll love you. The animals will love you, and you'll be blessed as well. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be coming back and talking to Melissa and Octavia. I love that name, Octavia. That's a beautiful name. So we're going to be talking to Melissa and Octavia from Wesley Manor. They've got the big Christmas tree walk going again. It's a beautiful place, beautiful time of the year. We'll be talking to them in just a minute. It's WILO's Party Line here on 1570.